Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for another time in the house of the Lord. And as we approach the word of God, the Bible says the entrance of your word brings light. And it also says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And also again, you told us in your word that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle, not one thing in the word of God until all be fulfilled. And so this morning, Lord, we look to your word. Say, look unto me and be ye saved. Lord, we look to your word this morning for enlightenment. And we ask that you glorify yourself in the message. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's a somber message and sober one that I want to preach this morning. Maybe not a very popular subject, but like the Lord hinted in that prayer, you know, we got to live by every word of God. Everything in this Bible, you know, everything that Jesus said. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
Well, you know, some of us might be really surprised when we get to heaven on some of the things that we thought were didn't matter. You know, but Jesus said, every word of God is pure, you know, and we shall live by every word of God. You know, so today, my message this morning is called Bowels of Mercies Above and Beyond. Now that's Bowels of Mercies Above and Beyond. I'm going to start here, and I'll tell you what the subject matter is in a minute. Well, actually, I'm going to tell you now. The subject matter is about practical Christian living. And there is a subject here that we're going to be dealing with. Actually, one or two subjects that we're going to be dealing with this morning. Which sometimes these subjects are often neglected or overlooked. But we're going to find out that they are very important. And so we're going to talk about it this morning. And we will be putting this on tape so somebody who missed it can get it later on. Colossians chapter 3 is where I will start. Colossians chapter 3, and I am going to read from verses 12 to 17 and also verses 23 to 25. Now that's Colossians chapter 3, and I am going to start at verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God. Now he's addressing the elect of God. So he says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Amen? Can I get an amen on that? And above all these things, put on charity. And it is interesting that he uses the word charity here, even though it means love, but he does say charity. Put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Think about that for a minute. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. It says also, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do. Now that's whatsoever, not some things. Now that's whatsoever ye do, whether in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. That's whatsoever you do, whether you come to church, you know, whether you lend a helping hand, whatever you do, he says, do all. Now, these scriptures that we're going to read this morning, I want you to take note, because these are the very things. Now Jesus said, you know, a man that heareth and doeth my words, I will liken unto a man that built his house upon the solid rock. And when the floods of life came and so forth and beat upon the house, it stood because it was built on a solid foundation. That's the word of the Lord. But he said, the man that heareth my word and doesn't do them, or the ones that wouldn't pay any attention, they're the same. You know, I would classify them like a foolish man that wanted to build a house but chose to build it on sand. Because when the floods come, and they will come, that house is going to crumble and great will be the fall of it. You know, so we don't want to be like the foolish person that built his house on the sand, which means he didn't listen to the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
But I want to be like the man that listened to the voice and the word of the Lord and does what he says. You know, so whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Now listen to verse 23. Again it says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Now, is this in the scripture or what? I mean, so if you're coming to church, or you're doing anything in the ministry or for the Lord, you know, it says, do it as unto the Lord, not unto men. Okay, so, knowing that the Lord, you see, of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. I remember a couple of years ago, we preached the message on the rewards, the prize, you know, for the prize. And so, you know, you should check that message out. All the messages are on the internet, gmichurch.com. Now, and it says, you know, you shall receive of the reward from the Lord for the inheritance, because you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall also receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. There's no respect of persons. So the message I'm going to bring this morning, there's no respect of persons about it. You know, Jesus put it out point blank, and I'm going to bring it from the scripture point blank, and if you do it the way he says it, you shall receive the reward. And if you don't, well, you know, we'll see the other side as well. You know, so let's go to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, blessed are the merciful. Now we're talking about bowels of mercies this morning, above and beyond. You know, that's the above and beyond part means, you know, going, you know, the extra mile. You know, going beyond, you know, what, you know, your comfort zone. You know, I mean, that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. Just going beyond your comfort zone. Now, it's easy for all of us, you know, to, you know, if you are, you know, if things are okay, if you're doing all right and so forth like that, you got a good job and you got a good house or you got or whatever, the good things of life, it's easy for you to just relax and enjoy the good things of God. And that's good, because the Bible says for a man to be blessed, you see, and to enjoy the you know, the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. So we thank God for that. Amen? How many of you thank God that you have a roof over your head? Praise God. And that you have some meals to eat. You know, I thank God for that, you know, and so forth. You know, so that's wonderful. Blessed are the merciful, because they shall obtain mercy. Now, I'm going to talk about the body of Christ this morning and some responsibilities that we have, you know, as the body of Christ to one another, and then as the body of Christ to those that are still outside. You know, you might call them unbelievers or whatever. Jesus said, other sheep I have that are not yet of this fold. His intention is to bring them in as well, you see. So we're going to talk about the responsibility of the body of Christ to itself, and the responsibility of the body of Christ to the others as well, you know. So let's take a look at that. Now first, the responsibility of the body of Christ to itself. In this message, you know, of course, you know, there are many ways that you can talk about that message, but this particular one, I'm focusing and I'm zeroing in on something here. Galatians chapter 6. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 6. And I'm going to read verses 2 and 5. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. It says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, what does it mean to bear one another's burdens? Well, let's take a look at verse 5. For every man shall bear his own burden. Now, you take these two scriptures together, you know, somebody might say, well, you know, if my brother is going to bear my burdens, well, I don't have to lift a finger. Let him do it. You know, no. The Bible says, you take care of your business. You know, don't take undue advantage of the fact that somebody else wants to care about you. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. You know, bear ye one another's burdens. Now, if you get a bruise or you get a cut on your legs, you probably need your hands to put the band-aid on. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. That's how the body works. You know, so when a part of the body is hurting, the other part of the body comes in and brings a soothing. You know, so that's the work of the body. So the responsibility of the body of Christ, you know, especially as the things are going in this economy and different things that are happening, you know, and so forth like that. This is an area that is not talked about at all. But we see that this is the way it was in the early church. You know, and like I said, we're going to be doing some restoration series, going back to the Bible and see the power of God again. You know, but we got to set some things straight. You know, before we can see the power of God, we got to set some things straight. Now, there is something, you know, one of the wisest writers in the Bible, he said there is an evil that I have seen under the sun. There is something that we have seen, the Holy Spirit, the eye of the eagle. See, he has seen this, you know, and he wants me to bring it to the church this morning. You know, and so that's why we're talking about this. You know, there is something that is lacking in the body of Christ, and that is the care of its members one among another. How many of you are still with me this morning? The care of the body of Christ among its members one towards another. It is lacking in the church. See, that's the responsibility of the church. Now, we're going to talk about the other side also later on. You know, so he says, let every man bear his own body, but let others, you know, you, every man should bear his brother's burdens as well. You know, so instead of just sitting pretty in your, you know, nice comfort zone, you should be looking, you know, to help somebody that is not so comfortable. Amen? Well, I know it's not a popular subject, but it is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You know, so I want to get a bigger amen.
Amen.
That's right. It is the word of God. We always preach the word of God on this pulpit. You know, sometimes it stings a little bit. But that's what the word of God will do. It is a sharp two-edged sword. You know, it is a cut. You know, but it also brings life. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, so, you know, the Bible says we need to look to every man. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4. It says we need to look not only to our own affairs, but we need to look to other people's as well. You know, that's not being a busybody, you know, but that's, you know, caring for other people as well, especially in the body of Christ. Now, you know, today, people are so self-centered. You know, all they think about, you don't listen to people pray sometimes, you know, and it is so pitiful. Because all they think about and all they ever wonder about is how God is going to help them and what the Lord is going to do for them and so forth. You know, and today the concept of doing something for somebody else is completely gone. Everybody just, you know, Lord, do this for me and so forth. You know, give me the victory and all of that. And that's all wonderful, you know. But, you know, this message this morning, you know, this is what is lacking in the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is aching, you know, and God needs to bring a soothing. And by listening to this message this morning, you say, well, I'm only one person. Well, that's exactly how all that God needs is one person. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Bible says Noah, he was one person. And by his own faith, he condemned the whole world. See, the fact that one person believed the message, condemned the whole world. That's all he did. You know, so, you know, this message this morning, you know, is to the church, but it's to you as an individual. So, what we are talking about this morning is caring for one another in the body of Christ. Now, that's the responsibility that we have, you know, to others as well. You know, now let's take a look at 1 John chapter 3 and verses 17 to 18. Now, when we preach the word of God, we like to bring things from the scriptures. You know, some people might say, well, you read too many scriptures. Well, that's because, you know, it is the word that gives life. You know, there's no other way to do it. I don't want to stand up here and tell you any stories. That's not going to do you any good. You know, I want to tell you the word of God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. 1 John chapter 3. And I'm going to read verses 17 and 18. Now that's the epistle, not the gospel. The epistle of 1 John. And I am going to read verses 3 and 17. I mean verses 17 and 18, I'm sorry. 1 John 3:17. But whoso hath this world's good, that's anybody that has this world's good. You are blessed, you know, you got a good job, you got, you know, finances, you got everything stashed up, you know, and so forth, you're very comfortable. And you see that your brother hath need, and you shut up your bowels of mercies or bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in you then? We're talking about bowels of mercy this morning. You know, bowels of mercy. What does it mean? You know, he says, if you see your brother have a need, and especially when you have, you know, the means to help him, because you have this world's goods, but you just don't care. There's the indifference, you know, or the neglect, if you want to put it that way, you know, and so forth, you know. How does the love of God dwell in you then? You know, remember what the Bible says about Jesus in Acts 10 and 38. How that God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he did what? He went about doing what? Doing good. That's the first thing. He went about doing good and setting free the devil's captives, because God was with him. But the first thing was, he went about doing good. Everywhere he went about doing good. You know, every place he went, you know, he went about doing good. You know, I want you to think about that this morning. You know, now some people make light of doing good. You know, they think that, you know, they actually despise, you know, things, you know, that, you know, do good to others. You know, they just think, well, all you got to do is preach the power of God and preach deliverance and cast out devils over here and do this and so forth. Well, I'm going to bring this from the word of God this morning. You know, we believe in the power of God. You know, we see miracles all the time. You know, but we also believe that we shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen? Because I don't want to get up before him and he says, well, you know, well, you didn't keep this part here. You know, so, you know, and then you might wonder, you know, say, wow. You know, and then you're going to find out, I'm going to read a scripture to you this morning that some of you may have known, but you may have forgotten that it's in the Bible. You know, and then you're going to find out, you know, what it all means. You know, so if you have this world's goods and you don't, I mean, you don't help your brother that is in need, the Bible plainly says, you know, how does the love of God dwell in you then? You know, so let's think about that this morning. We're talking about bowels of mercies, you know, and then going above and beyond. You know, so first we're talking about the bowels of mercies. You know, how do we show, you know, you say blessed are the merciful, because they themselves will obtain mercy. You know, Proverbs 3 and verse 27 says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. Especially when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Now take a note of that. Compare that with 1 John 3:17 that we read and put it together. It says, look, if you have this world's goods, that is, it's in your power to do it. And then you see your brother, because it is due to your brother. You know, it's the body of Christ. The body has to take care of itself. You know, and then you don't do it. You know, you say, how does the love of God dwell in you then? So let's think about that, you know, for a few minutes this morning. You know, so the responsibility that the body of Christ has to itself is to take care of one another. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Now let's read 2 Corinthians. Let's read what Paul had to say to the church here in 2 Corinthians. The Spirit of God speaking through Paul, of course. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And I'm going to read verses 12 through 15. Now he says, for if there be first a willing mind, then it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. You know, so, you know, the willingness of your mind to obey this message this morning is very important to the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, because, you know, for those of you that are hearing this message this morning, you know, the Bible says, you know, son of man, you know, when I say, you know, for you to correct them and you don't, well, you know, they'll get into trouble, but I'll require their blood from your hands. But if you tell it to them and they don't listen, then that's not your problem anymore. See, that's between me and them, the Lord said. You know, so, you know, and my job is to make sure that all of us as the body of Christ, we do everything we can to follow this word. Every part of this word. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So, you know, there is, you know, God wants that willingness, you know, for, I mean, not that other men be eased and you be burdened, but by an equality, see, so that your abundance and so forth may supply their want. Now, you know, I'm going to bring out something there. The abundance may supply their want, and the abundance may supply your want, and so forth. Maybe an equality, you know, and so on. You know, now, if you read the story in Exodus chapter 16, I'm not going to read it here, but I'm going to refer to it in this next verse, verse 15 of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and verse 15 refers to Exodus 16. And he says, as it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. You see, God used to send them the, you know, the quail and the, you know, food and so forth from heaven, you know, and you know, they had enough to gather and, you know, yeah, so forth. So some gathered too much, but they didn't have excess, because the ones that didn't gather enough, those that had extra, were able to share it. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? That's right. You know, so now that is the reason why some people are blessed more than others. Now, let me say this. You know, some people actually think, especially if you listen to television today and so forth like that, you know, people make it sound like, you know, if you are poor in the body of Christ, like it's a cancer. Or like it's a sin for you. It's a leprous. You know, you're leprous. You know, they make it sound like, you know, and so forth like that. And everybody just talks about all these things, you know, how, you know, and so forth. And they make it like, no, that's not the way it is in the Bible at all. See, in the church, there are those that do better because the Lord allowed it so, and there are also the poor that don't do quite as well. See, and one should not despise the other, but one should help the other. Amen. For as touching the ministering to the saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. It is superfluous for me to write to you. These are things that you should know. The body of Christ should minister to itself. And he begins to give them instruction, you know, of what to do to minister to the saints. Now, I'm not going to read all of that in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. But he said, look, for ministering to the saints, you know, I don't even need to tell you about that. You should already know that. See, but today I look around, I don't see it happening exactly. You know, so, you know, we want to bring this message, you know, and bring awareness, you know, to some of the things, you know, that we should be doing to help the body of Christ and so forth. You know, so he that gathered much did not, you know, have excess, and he that gathered little did not lack anything. You know, so, you know, they make it, some preachers on TV today make it sound as if, you know, this prosperity message and so forth like that. You know, well, you know, it's not exactly, but there's a reason why there are poor people in the church. You know, there's a reason for it. Amen? That's right, you know. And of course, we know that there are some that will be blessed, you know, and there are some, you know, so if they're blessed, they're supposed to help the others as well. You know, that's the way it is. You know, it's not that, you know, the Bible says when you compare yourself among yourselves, you are unwise. You know, so we don't need to be looking at somebody and say, well, they are poor, you know, well, they are rich and so forth. You know, the body, you know, I mean, if my left hand is poor and my right hand is rich, what difference does it make to me? It's still the same body, amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, but that's a deep message, and it's not exactly a popular message yet in the time that we're in. But I guarantee you one thing. Before it's all said and done, we will come back to the way it was in the original apostolic church. You know, and the persecution that is coming is going to help bring some of that. You know, so, you know, you better get some practice and know how to help your brother, because it's going to happen. Now, let's take a look at the responsibilities that the church has to others. That's really where I'm going this morning. You know, the first part was, how does the, you know, what is the responsibility of the body to itself, member to member? You know, that's the first part of what I, you know, talked about. But here's really where I'm going with this message this morning. What is the responsibility of the church to the those who are outside, if you will, you know, what's the responsibility? Well, you know, what do we do? You know, and so forth. You know, so how do we, you know, how do we take the love of Christ? And how do we show the love of Christ to those that are beyond the camp, so to speak. Like in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 13, he says, you know, we've got to go beyond the camp and bear his reproach. Take his name outside the four walls of the church, so to speak, and go beyond the camp. And how do we do that? And how do we show the light of Christ to those who are less privileged and so on like that? Now, I'm going to read in James chapter 2. I want you to turn with me. And I'm going to read some verses closely and slowly, because I want these scriptures to sink into your mind. Now, this is the word of God. And I'm going to read it to you this morning. So in James chapter 2, and I'm going to start at verse 1, I will read the first 10 verses, and then I'll skip a little and I'll tell you as I'm going along. My brethren, James chapter 2, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Respect of persons? Yeah. Well, listen to it, what he's talking about this morning. He said, for if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there also come a poor man with the vile raiment and so forth, and you have respect to the one that looks good, you know, wear the good clothing and so forth, and you say to him, well, you sit over here in this nice place, and you say to the other one that's a little poor, you know, I say, well, you stand over there and so forth, you know, we don't want you, you know, stinking up the place, you know, and then he said, well, you know, and he said, you know, sit down here under my footstool, you know, now. Is this in this? Am I reading to you what's in the scripture? You know, if you make a difference between how people, you know, the affluence of people that come to the church, you know, that's not necessarily talking about the members that you know. That's people that you don't know, see. Because if you knew them already, you already knew their status. But there's people that you don't know. So somebody comes in looking really sharp, you know, and so far you give him respect and you make him sit nicely over here. And then somebody comes in looking, you know, kind of haggard and so forth like that. You know, then you push them over to the side, you know, and then you just treat them harshly. You know, verse 4. Are ye not then partial to yourselves and become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? See, he said, but ye have despised the poor. Now that's an indictment that I'm bringing today by the word of the Lord against the church. Now, not exactly this church, but this church too. But all over the world, see, sometimes the church, you know, despise the poor. You know, but I'm not responsible for all the churches in the world. I'm only responsible right here. You know, so we're bringing this indictment this morning by the Spirit of the Lord that ye have despised that poor. You know. You say, yeah, I've despised the poor. You say, yeah. You say, do not rich men oppress you and throw you out before the judge. Now it's the rich people that take you to court. And so forth. That's what he's saying. You see? Then why are you all sucking up to them and so forth like that? It's what he's saying pretty much. You know. And you do and you neglect, you know, those who are poor and so forth, you know, because you think that, you know, they don't look so good and all that, you know. He said, do not even the rich people blaspheme the worthy name by which you are called. Now, he says, if ye fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, then you shall do well. But if you have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law, that's convicted of the law as transgressors. Got real quiet in here this morning. How many of you know that this is the word of the Lord? And the Lord loveth and he chastiseth every son that he loves. Now, verse 10 is where I'm going this morning. That I say, I'm going to read this verse to you. Remember I said a few minutes ago that some of you don't know, or maybe you read, but you forgot it's in the Bible. Now, James 2 and verse 10. And I want everyone to look at that scripture. For whosoever shall keep the whole law. You keep everything in the law. You keep the whole word of God. But you offend in one point. Then you are guilty of all. That's why we've got to take every word of God. How many of you can say amen this morning? Amen. You know, you've got to take. Now, some people actually despise this kind of thing. They, you know, they say, you know, I've heard somebody actually tell me that, well, you guys want to do that, you know, that's a religious activity. You know, well, you know, maybe you won't think that when we finish this message this morning. You know, because if you keep the entire law and you break in one point, the Bible says you are guilty of all. You know, and say there's no such thing as, well, you know, if I get up there and so forth, you know, they put me, some people say, well, it's a scale, do I get a pass mark and so forth? That's not what this verse is saying. You know, if you break one word, you've broken it all. May the Lord have mercy upon us.
Amen.
Now let's jump to verse 13, and then I will read verses 15 and 16. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. Now remember, Matthew 5:7 that we read. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You know, the corollary of that is, you know, if they don't show mercy, they won't obtain any mercy either. You know, so that's what he's saying here. He shall have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy. You know, so if you don't show mercy, you know, the Bible says, well, it's judgment without mercy. Now, these things are in the Word of God. Don't make light of them, because it is in the Bible. You know, but he says, look, the final analysis is mercy always rejoices against judgment. And any of you who have been here for any length of time, you've heard the series that we've preached on the mercy of the Lord, on the mercy seat, on the riches of God's glory, and all of these things about the mercy of the Lord. We love to speak about the mercies of the Lord, because I understand how it works. But then, you see, if we don't turn around, you know, and show that mercy to somebody else, you know, then the Bible says, well, if you don't show mercy, you may not get any mercy yourself. You know, so that's a very serious subject. You know, so, you know, let's see here. He says, what does it profit then, my brethren, though a man say that he hath faith and hath not works? And faith alone, you know, without works, saving. Now, if a brother or a sister be naked, verse 15. Now, this is practical Christianity here. A brother or a sister is naked and is destitute of daily food. And then, you know, some of you that have the means to help him, you just, you know, don't, you know, just say, well, I'm going to pray for you over here. You know, depart in peace and the Lord bless you and give you the food and so forth. In Jesus' name, you know, Lord, give him the food that he needs. Well, the Bible says, you don't need to do all that. Just give him already. Because it's in the hand, it's in the power of your hand to do. Amen? Now, let me read it to you in case you don't understand that. If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you should say to them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? This, you know, so, you know, what does it profit for you to spiritualize the need that people have? Amen? It's quiet in here. Amen? Doesn't profit anything. You know, if people have physical needs, we deal with them physically. They have material needs, we deal with them in material ways. Of course, they have spiritual needs, and we believe in deliverance. You see that here all the time. You know, we believe in deliverance and so forth, you know. But there's also the material needs. There's also this aspect that, look, you don't just spiritualize or gloss over people's needs. When they have a need, they have a need. And if it's in your power to do it, and you don't do it, then what good is it for you just to say a prayer and walk away? See, it's easy for you to just say a prayer and walk away because you don't want to get your hands dirty, if I might use that language. But Jesus, he, quote unquote, rolled up his sleeves. Praise ye the name of the Lord. He rolled up his sleeves. You know, he got among the people, you know. He hung out with, you know, the worst of them, you know. And he just, you know, he went about doing good. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh yes, that's the Lord Jesus. And if you want to be like him, well, you better, you know, get some practice, you know, and get some help from this message here this morning. Now, like I said, not a very popular message, because it might sting a little bit, you know, but, you know, it is the word of the Lord anyhow. You know, and if we only choose what we want to hear from the word of God, now then beware then, because this scripture might be fulfilled upon you, wherein he said, in the last days, you know, men, you know, shall not love the truth, but they shall have itching ears. And they heap to themselves teachers to give them what they want to hear, you know, see. But that's not what we do here in the name of the Lord. We preach the word. And let he that hath an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. How many of you say praise the Lord? You know, well, you know, you know, if you preach too hard sometimes, you know, then you cut too hard, you know, then you might run them off. You know, and that's the reason why some people don't preach the word, you know, because, you know, if you preach too hard, you run the people off. Well, I better preach the word, because when I stand before the Lord, He's going to hold me accountable. Amen? All of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You know, I'm not worried about, you know, the world. You know, we love to, you know, we love people. We want them to come to church and so forth. But, you know, I don't want any watered down gospel, do you? I'm going to preach the word the way it is. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Well, that's the way Jesus did it. You know, He preached the truth and they killed Him for it. You know, well, if that's the case it is, then so be it. No servant is greater than his master, He said. If they did these things in a green tree, oh my, what would they do in a dry? You can't be greater than your master. Amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, so, you know, now, let me bring us to this scripture. You know, in case you are still not understanding all of this that we are saying this morning, let me bring it to this scripture here and put it right point blank in front of you. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. Now all of that, we said all of that that we are saying this morning to say this that we are about to read in Matthew chapter 25. And I'm going to start at verse 31. When the Son of Man, now this is Jesus speaking. Now if you have the red lining Bible text and so forth, that puts the words of Jesus in red, you'll see that this is Jesus speaking. He said, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory. Now this is not a parable. Amen?
Amen?
It's not a parable. Because if it's a parable, we say, to what then shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like unto such and such. And He will give a parable. And then He will give this parable and so forth. Even the parables illustrate a truth about His word. But this is not a parable. He's saying it point blank the way it is. How many of you know the difference? It's not a parable. He's not giving a parable here. He's saying it point blank. He said, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, this is what is going to happen. And the angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. How many of you can say amen to that?
Hallelujah.
Oh yes, you know, I'm looking for that day. Oh my. And Jesus will come in His glory. And He's going to sit. And remember, His promise, to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Even as I overcame, and I am set in my Father's throne. Well, if you want to overcome, well, it's every word of God. Amen. Especially this one here this morning. Now, let's see what He says. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations. Now, this is not a parable. And He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. See, so He gives the illustration of the sheep and goats, but it's not a parable. He's saying what's going to happen. So this is not the parable of the sheep and goats, as some people try to refer to this. No, it isn't. So, now. So He will separate them as the sheep and the goats. That's what the shepherd will do. Separate his flock. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the king, oh my, capital K. Woo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then shall the king say to them on His right, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom that is prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, that means I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. I was naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. Oh, I can feel the anointing of God right now. I was in prison, and you came to me. And then the righteous shall say unto him, Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? I mean, when you were hungry, we fed you. We never saw you. I mean, you lived 2,000 years before my time. I mean, I never saw you. When was it that I saw you thirsty and I gave you any drink? When did I see you as a stranger and I took you in? Or when did I see you naked and I clothed you? When did I see you sick and we came and ministered unto you and so forth in prison and visited you? And the king shall answer unto them and say, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. How many of you can say praise the Lord for that? Oh yes, if you ever. Remember the scripture we read, whatsoever you do, do all in the name of the Lord. That's, I'm bringing that scripture right in here. That's the reason I read that scripture. Whatever you do, when you give a cup of water, when you give, when we say bring snacks to the homeless, and all these things that you do, whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord. Because when he comes, he will separate. And he's got his rewards. See, he will separate. And he will say, look, when I was on earth, I was hungry and you brought me food. You know, I was naked and you gave me some clothing. I was in prison and you visited me. You know, I was sick and you came and you ministered unto me. And then some of you say, I never saw you. But they say, yeah, you did it all right. Because you did it to some of these. And because you did it to them, you did it to me. How many of you give the Lord a hand clap for that? Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, yes. And then he will say, enter you into the joy of the Lord. Into the kingdom that was prepared for you. You say, he's going to do that just because of that? Absolutely. Because it's thus saith the Lord of the living God. And not one jot or one tittle will pass away until all be fulfilled, Jesus said. And then when he's done with that group, then he'll look over here on his left. And he'll say, well, here's what he's going to say. Let's take a look at verse 41. Then he shall say unto them that is on the left, Depart from me, ye cursed. Now that's strong language. Remember one time he said, I never knew you, ye workers of iniquity. Now that's strong language. And that's coming straight from the Lord. Depart from me, ye cursed. He said, unto everlasting fire. You said he would do that because of that? Well, prepared for that devil. It wasn't for them, but you see, well, they went there anyhow. And his angels. Why? Because I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. I was naked, and you clothed me not. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. And then they shall also answer. You know, they're going to answer and argue with the Lord, you see. Say, well, come on now, Lord. You know, if we had seen you, of course we would have ministered unto you. You know, are you kidding, Lord? You know, I saw you and I didn't give you food. I saw you and I would have cast everything I had down to give to you. I would have laid myself down for you to even walk over me. Let alone give you my shirt. I would have given you even my eye. He said, we will say all kinds of things. And the Lord said, no. You had every chance to do it. And you didn't do it. Because you had all these people among you. You had the poor. You had the homeless. And you didn't do it. Depart from me, you cursed. Oh my. I don't want to hear that, do you? And he said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow. Now that's strong message this morning. Not a popular subject, but it is the word of the living God. And if you believe it's the word of the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Now in this church, we have the above and the beyond ministry. Now some of you may be doing it on your own, that's fine. But if you're not doing these things on your own, there's an opportunity for you to lend a helping hand.
Yeah.
And we do this outreach every week. But I don't see most people coming here to the church. Most people rather sleep in and enjoy their sleep. See? Now, of course, you don't have to come here in order to do these things. But you can be doing these things.
All day long.
That's all right, brother.
Nobody can tell me stuff.
That's all right, brother. That's okay. So, you should be doing these things. You can be doing it on your own. But if you're not, the GMI church provides you an opportunity to be able to lend a helping hand. How many of you can say praise the Lord? And we always give you that chance every week. You come out here and you help us minister to the homeless, to the poor, to the afflicted and so forth. You know, because you don't know exactly what you are doing when you are doing it, because he said, as long as you do it to one of these, you are doing it unto me.
Yes, Lord.
But if you don't do it, then there's coming a day of reckoning.
Yes.
That he will say, why didn't you do it?
Yes.
You know, and then some people are going to be, you know, terribly, terribly sorry that they had the opportunity to do these things and they didn't do it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, if any time you come into this service, now, of course, you know, every week, you know, we go out to the shelters and we, on Sundays, we bring them here and so forth. The Bible says, if when you come into the service, you know, and you look around and see all the ones that are dressed really good, and you put them all nice and so forth, and then you just look down on the ones that don't dress really good, you know, and then you just say, well, you know, they stink over here a little bit, you know, and
forgive
us, Lord. How do I let the love of God in you? You know, so what we want to do this morning is to give everybody a chance to retrospect inside. Introspect. And look into yourself. Examine yourself. Whether you be in the faith according to this message this morning. And repent and do the first works. Jesus said, lest I come to you quickly and remove your candlestick. You know, so now, every week there's an opportunity for you to do some good. You know, because sometimes people need some, you know, group help in order to be able to do the right thing. So we've got a chance for you every Saturday to get involved, you know, in the outreach work to the homeless and to the less fortunate and so forth. And every Sunday, we have an opportunity for you to get involved because we bring these people to church every Sunday. And every service, everybody just hurries up and goes on home. You know, go back to your sealed homes and your lofty beds and your lofty living rooms and so forth like that, you know. But what about these people then that came in the house of the Lord? Will somebody reach out and touch these people with the love of Christ? Will somebody? Are you going to rush home to your lunch? Remember, whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if you do it to the least of these, the Bible says, you've done it to me. But if you don't do it to them, then you haven't done it to me, Jesus said. So we're going to challenge the church here. Not exactly the church worldwide, because I don't know what every local church is doing, you know, and that, but that's their business. But this church right here, we're going to challenge you to follow this word. How many of you say amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Help us. We love you.
That when we come in the house of the Lord, and when we bring the less fortunate and so forth, we want the people to stay and help these people.
Yes, Lord.
It's not enough just to shake their hand and walk away.
Help,
it's not enough to just pray a prayer and say, the Lord bless you and so forth. No, the Bible says give them what they need already.
We need you. We need
love. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We love you, Jesus.
I want everybody to stand. Let's stand to our feet this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Because I walked in Christ. I walked before nobody else.
Let's stand to our feet this morning. Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I walked in Christ.
Praise God.
Thank you. Help us, Lord.
Now, of course, when we come in the house of the Lord, we also want to give people a chance. We never want to close any service without giving somebody a chance to give their life to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Now, of course, this message this morning is a little bit different. But you still have an opportunity to give your life to the Lord. Or if you need any help, you need deliverance, you need the power of God. You know, and if you are struggling with any kind of addiction or any kind of thing, the power of God can snap that just like that.
Yes, Lord.
And we see that here in every service. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But today, I want to ask the church, I want everybody to lift up your hands where you are.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to ask the church, and you
say,
if that is you this morning and the Lord has spoken with you this morning, And the Lord has spoken to you this morning. The Bible says when the Holy Spirit is come, he will convince the world. He will convict, really, is what it is. The indifference and the neglect, not only in the body of Christ, between member and member, but also from the body of Christ to those that are outside. How else are we going to show the love of Christ?
Let's show the love of Christ.
There are several ways in which God draws people to the gospel.
Yes, Lord. Let's come from God. True, change of God. My Lord.
I'm going to pray for you in a minute, but I want you to just hold on. Hold on for a minute, okay?
Okay, I got a shot. I got a shot for one time. This one.
There are many ways in which the Holy Spirit brings people to the body of Christ. Sometimes the power of God will convict. The power of God will convict. That's all right, bro. The power of God will convict and draw people to Christ that way. The Lord will put you next to the holiness and righteousness of Christ, and you'll see yourself that you are worthless, and the Holy Spirit will bring you to Christ that way. He'll bring you to the cross that way. He does that too. But sometimes also the Holy Spirit, he will bring people to the body of Christ by the love that the believers show to the outsiders. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
When you show the love, when they see how you care, and when they see the love of Christ in you, it will draw them to Christ.
Yes.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
And we need some people in this church that will help us. Because the work is great. We need people that will help us every time. On Saturdays, when we go out for the outreach, we need help. On Sundays, when we bring the people to church, we need help as well.
Yes.
We need one-on-one help.
Yes.
We need people that will say, look, brother, what do you need? Well, we know, of course, there has to be wisdom with that. That's how, you know, those of you that don't know how to do it, you let us handle it. Because we know how to walk that because of experience and so forth. There's wisdom with that. Because we don't want anybody taking advantage of that. But we want you to demonstrate the love of Christ.
Yes.
If you see somebody that is less privileged, don't be in too much of a hurry just to pass on by. Remember the story of the Samaritan. The good Samaritan. He passed on by. You know, everybody passed on by. You know, when they saw the man that was wounded, they didn't do anything. Until one person came along. And then he did something. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All over this audience, I want everybody to raise your hands and let's pray.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
All over this audience, let's pray.
Yes, Lord. Let's everybody come to a flying point.
Inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these, Jesus said, you have done it unto me. And if you do not do it, Jesus said, you haven't done it. Now I'm going to call the prayer line this morning. First, I want anybody that needs help from the Lord. You're struggling with anything and you want the Lord to help you this morning. Because the power of God is here. I'm going to ask you, if you have any faith at all, you come out this morning and let's believe the Lord together. Let's see what the Lord can do for you this morning. Yeah. If you need salvation, because there's only one name that is given among men whereby we must be saved. And his name is Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. I thank God.
And if you want that power in your life this morning, why don't you come forward and let's see what the Lord will do for you. And if you need any help, you say, Lord, I'll help. I will need help this morning. I want you to help me in my situation. Let's believe the Lord together this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm going to give you a minute. Come out and let's believe God together.
Yes, Lord.
Don't be worrying about anybody looking at you. This is the house of God.
Yes.
My house shall be called the house of
yes.
prayer. Praise God. The house of prayer for all nations.
Amen.
Now, Lord, move upon your people in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to pray for this gentleman right here. Jesus.
People change, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love
Glory
you.
To God.
Protect me, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
We love you. Change me. Keep me changed.
Hallelujah.
Only you can change life.
Glory to God.
Let me shatter on the rooftop.
Hallelujah.
Of wherever I go.
Come with me.
That you mighty, Lord.
Come with me. Let's kneel down here and pray.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Yes, hallelujah.
The Lord will help you this morning.
Yes.
The Lord will help you this morning. The Lord will set you free this morning.
Only you, Lord.
The light of God will come into your life this morning. The power of God will come into your life this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You just stay there for a minute and pray. And I'm going to address the rest of the church.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And here this morning, if you say, well, I believe the Lord spoke in that message and I haven't been doing all that I can, not only for the body of Christ, but for others that are outside, I want you to come forward this morning. And let's believe the Lord together. Oh yes. You haven't been doing all that you can. You know you could do more, but you didn't do it. You had an opportunity to do, but you have not been doing. Remember what he said. You know, in as much as you have not done it to the least of these, then you haven't done it to me. And I'm going to ask for prayer. I'm going to ask for the mercy of God upon all of us this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, in Jesus' name, look at your people, Lord, for every need that they come out. Meet the needs, Lord, in Jesus' name. And put the powers of compassion and powers of mercy in our hearts, O Lord, even within us. And put that mercy, put that compassion, put that love, the eyes of the Father, even in us, Lord, in Jesus' name, the heart of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift up your hands this morning, those of you who are here. The Lord will help you. The Lord never condemns anyone. He always convicts in order to make you a better person. To make you a better person. It's what the Lord always does. And this message this morning, if you believe it and you react, the Lord will make you a better person. Lord, we want you, Lord, we pray that you will help everyone here this morning to be a better channel of the love of Christ to those that are outside. That we will look, oh Lord, through the eyes of God and have the heart of God. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. For he shall have mercy that showeth mercy also. Give us, O Lord, those bowers of mercy this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, I want everybody to take your seats for a few minutes. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do something strange here this morning. And we are going to see how we can get. Because the Bible says, he that hears my words, you know, he said, you know, if you hear the word of God, but you don't do it, he says, it's like a man that's looking into a mirror and see that his face needs cleaning, but he does nothing about it. But if you look into that perfect law of liberty and you do something about it this morning, then the Lord is going to help you. Amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you this morning. And we pray that at the end, when we shall stand before you, Lord, that we will be among those that you say, enter into the joy of the Lord, because you have done these things. To the hungry, you have fed them. To the naked, you have clothed them. To the poor, you have helped them. To the sick, you have visited. And the hospitalized, you have visited. Let us be among those that will hear those happy commendations. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.